T-Mobile. Over here, you get a chain break and you get a loose KG4PFI.
Good afternoon to you. Now, I'm just trying to see what I can do over here, deciding whether I want to go eat lunch or not. So, didn't really have anything at the house I wanted, so I thought I'd go out and grab a quick bite to eat before coming back and doing some more work, trying to get a bunch of computer work done today.
Inside job. It's messy out here where I'm at, over here in Piedmont.
Here too. That's why I haven't been outside, other than to go out and walk the dog a couple of times and go out and see if my trash man had come to finally empty the trash can, which they didn't seem to want to do yesterday on my regular trash day. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I know what you mean. I put mine out there, you know, and if it's a holiday of some sort, it might be 2 days after that before they ever come.
Fortunately, is good about letting me know if there's a change to it. And my scheduled day is on Monday, so I put my trash can out by the curb on Sunday afternoon. So I put it out about 3 o'clock Sunday, and it sat there all day long. Their truck never came down my road, because I can usually see it. I was home most of yesterday. And I called them bright and early this morning right after they opened. They said they had a truck coming to Duncan, and they'd get him over my way as soon as they could. He'd come over today and get it. So it's now 12:30, and he hasn't been here yet.
And he's piling up.
One of these big commercial-type cans, you know, that the cities and all give you and everything, but this is furnished by the trash people. And it's slam full because I was gone for several weeks, and then since I've been back, a lot of trash has ended up in my trash can. Oh, well, we'll see what happens. How you and Linda doing over there? How you and Linda doing over there?
Doing pretty good. No problems. I've got my problems. I had an operation back last March, and then I've been having problems with it ever since, and I got to go back on the 27th, I think, of this month, and they're going to decide whether they're going to cut me back open again because the thing won't heal up.
Not good. That's not good. We had a friend over here. At my church. She had knee surgery a couple of years ago, and for the next year and a half or so, she had four more surgeries because kept getting an infection in it, and they couldn't get it clear up, and they finally did. So she's been about 9 months now without that problem, and she's feeling better about it. So yeah, I can understand those things. You know, hospitals are not a good place to go. You can get sick there.
Yeah, tell me about it. I've been on these antibiotics and have to take them, you know, every day. And I've been taking them now for about a month and a half, 2 months. And it still ain't healed all the way up. I don't know what's going on. I guess they're going to have to go in there with a pitchfork and a shovel and figure out what's wrong.
Man along, let him clean it out. Oh well, you know, it is what it is, but it'll all come out in the wash, they say. And all, yeah, that business of going in the hospital is not good. My sister's husband fell on the 13th, on the 12th of December, and broke his hip, and what should have been the same surgery that Ruth had to have to replace the ball on the joint for her surgery, which took a little over an hour. His took 2.5 hours because they had to build up his the upper part of the femur before they could put the new ball joint on it. And then on top of that, he got pneumonia and everything else, and he came out of the hospital on the 27th of December. He came out of the hospital and went to hospice, and the morning of the 28th, we got a call and said he had passed away.
Terrible. Well, I guess we're all going to go down that road one of these days. I'm 79, working on 80, so I guess I'm just lucky I'm still able to get out and go. But this thing that I've been trying to get healed up is getting aggravating, and I guess it's been going on for quite a while, and they keep monkeying around with it. And I told my wife, I said, well, I hope they just make a decision and get the thing out, get it over with. I'm tired of it.
The big problem was he had COPD real severe. And so, of course, that, you know what that does to your lungs if you've ever read about it. It's nasty. So, anyway, but I was down there, so that made life a little bit easier for her and everything, and it's not so bad. And she's coming along with it. They had already had all their plans made. But anyway, and so going on. And that nasty stuff called raindrops is starting to fall from the sky again over here. It stops for a while, and then it starts back up and gets everything wet again. Oh, and I need to do work in my yard, so for 2 days I haven't been able to do any work in my yard. So, you know, go figure what it's like. I've got all these tree limbs and things that have built up. I got to get rid of them.
Right. It's sprinkling rain on me right now, and we're going towards Easley. But, yeah, I know what you mean about the yard. I've got this big St. Bernard that decided she's going to start digging holes in the yard. Hadn't done that for a long time, and then all of a sudden, this warmer weather, she gets out there and digs a big place and lays down in it. So, I don't know. It's just one thing after another one. I don't think I'm going to have any more animals after these. I got a cat. We got a cat and a St. Bernard. She weighs 130 pounds now, so... Well, I'm just about where I was going, so I'm going to say 73's to you, and good talking with you. I hadn't spoke to you in quite a while, so hope everything works out on your end, and maybe we'll talk again sometime. KG4PFI, I'm clear.
All right, well, I'm getting arrived up here where I'm going to grab a bite of lunch at this Chinese restaurant where I go all the time, and it's starting to rain over here. You and Linda have a good rest of the day. Stay dry and stay warm. We'll catch you later. KG4PFI, W2T.